Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What if Alvin throws the ball? Does that work?
Oh, it might be a trick. It might be a trick play, but you can only do that one time a game. It might work for 30, 40 yards, or maybe a touchdown, but you can't run that like four or five times.
The trade. Well, so for the Pelicans, they pick up Jonas Valanciunas. Let's say it right. Former Grizzly center, he played for the Raptors for a long time, and they shipped out Eric Bledsoe and Steven Adams, which is more about cost-cutting, dumping some huge contracts than anything else. They also swapped first-round picks this season, so they sent the number 10 to the Grizzlies, and they get back the number 17. So you move back seven slots. They also sent the number 41 pick to the Grizzlies, and they get back – I'm sorry, they sent number 40, and they get back number 51. And they also sent out the 2022 Lakers pick, which is part of the Anthony Davis trade. But it has a top 10 protection on it. Not clear on what the secondary compensation would be if that pick falls in the lottery and the Pelicans retain it. But that is the overall compensation. And the Pelicans are getting back a guy who I've always been a huge fan of. Probably one, you know, you're trading one of the toughest guys in the NBA, or getting one of the toughest guys in the NBA back in Jonas Valanciunas. But you're also getting a guy who can extend the floor a little bit. He shot 37% roughly from three-point range. I think he only took about 70, but, you know, it's a guy – everyone always talks about, well, there's no space. Whenever Zion's on the floor, you got four people in the paint slamming down at the ball. He's a guy who might be able to extend that a bit, create some extra space, make for a little more pressure. I think it's a really good deal for the Pelicans.
Now, you know, Jeff, when you move back and where are you picking and all that I was saying, well, if the Pelicans are picking at number 10, I just look at his resume, Moses Moody from Arkansas, he'll probably be gone now. You know where the Pels are picking. Then you look at Trey Murphy, the 21-year-old from Virginia. But how about Kispert? I mean, he might be available. That might be far-fetched to take him as early as number 10, but we need shooters. So the Pels probably feel like they move back, but they could find a shooter with that 17 pick.
Yeah, and I, you know, I think it might be kind of a lost cause to try to figure out who's going to be available at 17,
right?
Because the fact was at 10, and the fact remains at 17. If the Pelicans really like a prospect, they can go get him. They still have a war chest of assets, another future pick coming, another unprotected pick coming from the Lakers, two coming from the Bucks. They have a pair of pick swaps from both of those teams, which they got in the Jrue Holiday and Anthony Davis trades. So it's almost, you know, you're almost in a situation which is kind of like how the Saints approach the draft every year, which is, you know, they're going to pick at this number. If they see a guy, they're going to go get him. And I think that's what you're going to get with the Pelicans this year. I wouldn't be surprised to see them trade out of the first round if they're able to pick up assets and go get, you know, to go, you know, throw at a trade target elsewhere. So, I mean, the draft itself is going to be really interesting to see how they operate, whether they sit pat, which I would be very surprised to see, or whether they're aggressive. I think they're going to be aggressive. And I think the fact that this happened so early, you know, usually when you're talking about draft trades, you're kind of waiting until the draft kind of develops. This is happening 3 days ahead of the draft on Thursday. So that leaves plenty of time, plenty of runway for David Griffin to burn up the phone lines. And I don't think the Pelicans are done making deals yet, because, again, this move was more about clearing the cap space than, you know, bringing in Jonas Valanciunas. I think he's an excellent player, But Jonas Valanciunas is also on the final year of his deal. He's going to bring in he's going to make $14 million. You're trading two guys who had multiple years left on their deals. I think Bledsoe is going to make $18 million this year. Steven Adams is going to make $17 million over this year and next year. So what this does is creates a ton of flexibility for the Pelicans to really do whatever it is they want to do.
Now, you know, Jeff, with that being said, how much pressure you think now on the upcoming season, you know, like 2021, 22, to me it's more on David Griffin than even Willie Green. I mean, come on, David Griffin's been here long enough. I mean, there has to be a lot of pressure on him to turn this around. Come on, we got to be at least a playoff team, right?
Oh, yeah, no, I think as far as David Griffin is concerned, I think this is a must-have-it type year where you at least see a significant step forward in terms of, you know, competition level, right? You know, if the Pelicans – I hate putting standards on, oh, are they going to be a playoff team or they're not going to be a playoff team? It comes and goes every year. You know, this might end up being a year where you win 42 games and you don't make the playoffs. You win 50 games and you don't make the playoffs. But it's about, are you competitive? Are you better? And for the last two seasons, you've seen a team that was competitive in fits and starts, but flagged down the stretch and really, you know, took a lot of demoralizing losses. They went into the offseason both years with nothing but negative vibes around a team that should have positive vibes. They have all these young players, these young stars that are just now entering their prime. For David Griffin, I think, you know, this offseason is critical. He's already proved that he can make the trade. He made an excellent trade with Anthony Davis. He made an excellent trade with Jrue Holiday. I think he made an excellent trade here. But the results beyond that, what he's done with the assets that have been brought in from those trades have left people wanting. I think that's, you know, this is kind of his, I don't want to say last hurrah, but, you know, you bring in a coach for the second time in as many seasons, you know, they have to show dividends. Otherwise, you have to start making changes from the top down. Well, you know, you get that extra game, so that helps you out, right? I actually thought it was funny because Bobby said he hated to say 8 and 9, and I had to think about it because I was like, wait, does that add up to 7? It does add up to 17, yeah. But, I mean, until I see this team, this roster, you know, Drew Brees notwithstanding, struggle in the regular season, I'm going to believe that they have just kind of this magical chemistry to be able to overcome these obstacles. Every season, it seems like there are reasons why the Saints shouldn't get to that, you know, 10-win, 11-win kind of playoff mark. They've gotten there. I mean, is what they're facing right now more significant than losing your starting quarterback in week two?
Yes,
and then
yes.
Going on to win 13 games?
Because, Jeff, they have their starting quarterback who's out, Hall of Famer. They don't have their top defensive lineman. They don't have their top receiver, their top cornerback.
But that was the case last year. Halfway through the season, you lose Drew Brees. You don't have Michael Thomas the entire season. They made it work. Now, I think that they're going to struggle. But I think that, you know, the kind of the cult of Sean Payton is – I wouldn't bet against it. If we're talking about an over-under bet, I would have a hard time betting against it. Let's put it that way.
Well, I think 9-8 could get you in the postseason. I think you'll be that highly competitive. You look at the NFL. So the thing is, you know what? You should bitch if you're a fan if we win 9 games and we go to the playoffs. But I think if you get the 10 wins, you are going into playoffs, if that makes sense.
There's going to be an 8-9 team that goes to the postseason.
So you think, yeah, if you win your division.
Well, it depends the NFC East,
yeah, the least, yeah. Yeah, yeah, that's garbage.
Seven playoff spots in each conference. So that's 14.
Yeah. Like, hail to the Redskins. Oh, no, the Washington football team. I would take them still over the Cowgirls. Everybody wants Dallas to be in the postseason. It's amazing. Amazing. It's a quarter of a century later, and they want Dallas to go to the playoffs. No, it's unbelievable.
I think that is kind of the remarkable thing. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, yeah. No, go ahead, Jeff. Christian, don't cut him off. He's making a great point. Go ahead, Jeff.
Oh, no. I mean, I think that's just kind of the remarkable thing about the NFC East being as bad as it was last year is, you know, those are – you know, between Philadelphia, New York, and Dallas, and even D.C., those are
right.
Huge markets, huge
yes.
markets.
Yes.
And you couldn't get a winning record out between the four of them.
But right, they're just hoping to get to 9 or 10 wins.
The NFL wants them to get to 9 or 10 wins.
Yes.
Let's put it that way.
Without a doubt.
Jeff, thanks, man.
All right, Jeff.
Thanks for having me. All right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.